Your top stories on Blitz this hour. Morne Morkel and Faf du Plessis heroics edge the protests closer to victory. Pakistan win T20 series with thumping victory over the West Indies. Marties and Northwest University advance to the final of the Varsity Cup. City aim to clinch league title in the Manchester Derby. And Pernilla Lindberg claims the ANA Inspiration title. NB Park and Pernilla Lindberg continued their sudden death playoff in California on Monday after darkness stopped play on Sunday with the pair through four playoff holes. The South Korean and Swede couldn't be separated at the start of the day. Both could have claimed the title on the seventh playoff hole, the par 5 18th. Lindberg, who is the world number 95, looked to win it with an eagle on that hole. However, she ran out of green on the left and couldn't find the cup with a long putt. That gave Park a chance to put pressure on the Swede with a putt for birdie, but the former world number one double putted for par. Lindberg, who led all four rounds of the tournament, then had a golden opportunity to clinch the title with her own putt for birdie. However, she nervously pushed it wide and settled for par on the hole, which saw them head back to 10 for the eighth playoff hole. The 31-year-old Swede seemed to have gotten over the nerves by the time she reached the green on the par 4 10th, holing for a birdie from 25 feet. Seven-time major winner Park needed to do the same from 15 feet to extend the playoff, but it was not meant to be.
It is.
She did leave it on the last.
And it does come to an end. Pernilla Lindberg is a winner, and it's a major championship. She wins the ANA Inspiration and beats one of the game's best to do it. With an extra day's work.
Even though I knew that the people really wanted me to win, I didn't know they wanted it that badly. When I stand up and I see all the people jumping up and down and screaming my name, I just lost it and started screaming like crazy.
Right after I made the putt, probably in the next 15-20 seconds, my whole life kind of went through in my head. Being so honored, kind of relief in a way, and just joy from not only from me, but from my family, my team, everyone that has worked so hard for it, and that supported me, and you know, my home club and everything in Spain. To see the joy in everyone's faces. It was something that you can't really put a price on it. It's something that you can't buy. You know, I'm extremely happy to be able to bring that to them. It wasn't easy. It was never easy, but that's the great thing about golf. It's challenging. That's why we love it. And you know, it's always asking you to keep getting better, to never give up. So it was a tough journey, but very enjoyable at the same time. It was a great battle between the two of us, not only golf-wise, but you know, respect-wise. You know, the way we handled each other, and it was just really fun to be a part of. To be able to win it on what would have been Seve's 60th, and to join him and to join Jose Maria as Masters champions, it's something that it is difficult to describe what it means to me. My two golfing idols, and to be able to be somewhere in the same vicinity as they are, it means so much. So I still want to keep achieving more things, but I do think that, you know, at least we have one now, and the Masters, which is even extra special. So I try to look at it like, you know, that was amazing, but I wanna try to get a few more if I can. You know, it's been a tremendous honor.
One of the most revered events in world sport, the Masters, is live on your World of Champions, starting with the opening round at Augusta National live on SuperSport 1. For broadcast details in your region, press OK on your remote.
The next stop in the MotoGP season is South America, with Argentina the next location. Be sure not to miss the action live on SuperSport. Bahrain will be the next stop in the Formula One season with your World of Champions, providing you with all the action from Practice One.
The recently appointed Minister of Sport and Recreation, Thokozile Xhasa, on Monday visited Team South Africa at the Commonwealth Games Athletes Village in the Gold Coast. Ms. Xhasa was joined by South Africa's High Commissioner to Australia, Beryl Sisulu, and SASCOC President Gideon Sam. Members of Team South Africa were urged to be on their toes at all times, as it will be under scrutiny all the time from the Australian public and media.
You know that we have been under the spotlight in Australia in particular, but I know that we can rely on you, we can trust you, and at least back home, our cricketers have made us proud. We could trust them, and I'm sure we can trust you even more. Remember that every spotlight is on you, like those 30 cameras that were on some people in the cricket, more than 30 are on you.
The sports minister attended the send-off dinner for Team South Africa in Johannesburg a week ago, but with many athletes already travelling or already in Australia, she was introduced to the men's hockey side, South Africa's netball squad, as well as a number of athletes during the visit to the village. The minister says participating in the Commonwealth Games is hugely important to the government.
Participation in the Commonwealth Games for the Department of Sport and Recreation is very crucial because it also, you know, brings out the kind of talent that we've been nurturing in South Africa, giving opportunity to people who would not have had this opportunity, but also bringing forth every talent and uniting people of South Africa through sport. So it talks to our mandate as the department, and we're excited to come up with the creme de la creme of sport that we have developed as a country, that we are supporting as a country. And we are proud because these two today are given a platform to showcase themselves, but it's a platform for development of individuals that we think will get back to be role models in the whole of society of South Africa.
SuperSport's coverage of the Commonwealth Games gets underway on Wednesday with the opening ceremony just before midday. From there on in, the action is non-stop. Don't miss a moment of it live right here on your World of Champions. The highlights of the WWE calendar take center stage on your World of Champions as WrestleMania weekend comes to you live from New Orleans. From the pre-show on Sunday night to the main event in the early hours of Monday morning, you can follow the action on SuperSport 4 in South Africa and SuperSport 8 across the rest of the continent.